Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Jewish leaders in our area say they're saddened but not surprised by Thursday's attacks in Manchester, England. KYW's Connor Barkhan has more on the local reaction.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia says it expresses broken hearts but unbroken resolve, calling the attack a heinous act on humanity.
Sitting outside Yom Kippur services, and we've got an army of police.
President and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia, Michael Balaban, says anyone surprised by an assault on a synagogue during Yom Kippur, the holiest of Jewish holidays, hasn't been paying attention.
Unfortunately, we're in a world right now where this doesn't come as a surprise for any of us who are Jewish.
The Federation says it has profound sympathy for the families of the victims and said their memory should serve as a call to action. Connor Barkhan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Vineland, Cumberland County have arrested a man they say was trying to lure children into his car while they were walking to school. Investigators say 33-year-old Rogelio Vega was acting in a lewd manner near Veterans Memorial Middle School on Monday morning. According to officials, there were four victims, including two children, across three incidents. Vega faces more than a dozen charges, including luring and enticing a juvenile, endangering the welfare of a child, and criminal sexual contact. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact Vineland Police. The deadline for taxpayers who ask for more time to file their 2024 federal income taxes is October 15th. The shutdown has no effect on that date. The IRS is still expecting those returns by the 15th. The agency says it will have enough staff to accept the filings. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has sent City Council an initial budget for her home initiative to build or preserve 30,000 units of affordable housing. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
The plan includes about $90 million for various preservation programs such as basic systems repair, $20 million for affordable housing production, about $40 million for home purchase assistance. There is $4 million earmarked for homeless prevention and another $4 million for rent assistance. Mayor Parker says it addresses housing needs holistically, not by neighborhood or income bracket.
I'm excited about it. I think it's extremely inclusive.
Councilman Curtis Jones says there's a lot to like in the plan, though he expects some changes.
There are little details, and the devil's always in them, that we need to tighten up. But I'm optimistic, and I think the mayor's vision deserves some support.
Council's Housing Committee Chair Jamie Gauthier likes the emphasis on preservation, but thinks a larger share of the money needs to be directed to low-income households.
My goal is to make sure that we really support those people who are only one emergency away from being homeless.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The federal government shutdown is impacting some of Philadelphia's most iconic and historic sites. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Independence Hall is shut down, Carpenters Hall is closed, and visitors are trying to get shots of the Liberty Bell through a smudgy window.
We're just sort of looking through the windows at everything and taking pictures.
Rebecca Scheuer of Mount Laurel brought her daughters into Philadelphia hoping to take in some history.
The girls are off school, so I took them here to come see everything, but we decided before the government shut down, so everything's sort of closed now.
Shirley Santiago and her family came from Hawaii to visit Philadelphia.
We came all the way here to see the Liberty Bell, too. But we were just told we can't get into the Independence Hall because of the shutdown.
But while she's disappointed by the shutdown, she's worried about budget cuts.
As a healthcare worker, especially healthcare, I'm really concerned about the Medicaid and Obamacare being cut off. So that's a big impact on people's lives.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The National Constitution Center, which is a nonprofit, remains open. Workers at the Independence Visitors Center are considered essential, so they are working through the shutdown. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.